Did they accidentally nuke themselves? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russian forces have given up the damaged nuclear power plant at Chernobyl in Ukraine, turning it back to Ukrainian forces.
Russian forces leaving the heavily contaminated site more than a month after taking it over. Ukraine's state power company says the pullout came after Russian soldiers received, quote, significant doses of radiation. It reportedly happened as they dug trenches within the plant's exclusion zone.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv. Ukraine claims that Russian forces blocked 45 buses that were to evacuate stranded residents from Mariupol Thursday and seized food and humanitarian supplies from them. Talks between Russia and Ukrainian negotiators are scheduled to resume today. President Biden ordering the release of 1 million barrels a day from the country's strategic oil reserves in an effort to bring down gas prices.
Our prices are rising because of Putin's action. There isn't enough supply. And the bottom line is, if we want lower gas prices, we need to have more oil supply right now.
But the administration has steadfastly waved off calls to increase domestic oil production. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We cannot allow the fossil fuel industry to use this as an excuse to reverse everything we're doing to save the planet.
In Texas, a Harris County deputy sheriff has been shot and killed.
He did what he did best. He was out there fighting crime.
Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says Deputy Darren Almendarez was shot trying to stop a crime in process at a grocery store parking lot while shopping with his wife. He did manage to wound two of his assailants. A police officer was shot and killed in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, Thursday afternoon. Two others wounded after trading shots with a suspect during a domestic disturbance call. The suspect also died from a gunshot wound. A 12-year-old boy shot to death Thursday inside a middle school in Greenville, South Carolina. The suspect is also a 12-year-old boy. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An appeals court battle is brewing over a federal judge's ruling invalidating parts of Florida's new election law,
including a provision that limits ballot drop box hours to those of early voting and a provision that bans activity meant to influence voters around polling sites. The judge said the law was racially motivated, specifically against black voters. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis later reacted to the ruling at a press conference in West Palm Beach.
We typically set our clocks to getting a partisan outcome in that court. I would not want to be on the receiving end of that appeal if I were a judge, because I think that that's going to be reversed on appeal.
The 11th Circuit Court, where this ruling will be appealed to, is considered more conservative. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A coal mining accident in Serbia has killed at least 8 miners and wounded 20 others, according to Serbian state television, which reports part of the pit mine collapsed. The Labor Department will report the March job numbers in a few hours from now, economists predicting a drop in the unemployment rate. Despite posting a gain for March, Wall Street has wrapped up its worst quarter since the pandemic began 2 years ago. On Thursday, the Dow dropped 550 points. NASDAQ was down 226. Early morning Dow futures, though, are trading about 100 points higher. Be on guard for tomfoolery today. It's the 1st of April.
The favorite day of pranksters is here, April Fool's Day.
Why do fools fall?
According to the History Channel, it was popularized in 1700 when people in England started the tradition by playing practical jokes on each other. Also called All Fools' Day, some historians say it dates back to the 1500s, when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, and people who were slow to get the news and celebrated the start of the new year on the wrong date became the butt of jokes. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.